Madam President, I move further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Deacon Raymond Ortman from St. Victoria Catholic Church in Victoria, Minnesota. After the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, we give you thanks for the spring rains that refresh and renew the earth and bring forth new life. This day, we are also mindful of the blood of your children that has been spilt upon the earth, particularly during the Civil War that ended 150 years ago today. Their terrible and noble sacrifice enabled our war-torn nation to root out the evil of slavery, to come together again as one united people, and to enjoy a new birth of freedom. Loving God, the blood of innocence sadly continues to be shed throughout the world in our time at the hands of those who would sow division, fear, and hatred. May their sacrifices also not be in vain, but rather may they unite all nations and all people of goodwill in one common resolve to root out injustice and discrimination wherever they may be found, and to defeat fear with courage and hatred with love. Compassionate God, look kindly upon this body of the people's elected representatives and bless them. Give them today and always the humility, wisdom, and grace to work together to advance the common good and to sow your peace and your justice throughout our state. We offer this prayer with one voice and in your holy name. Amen. Amen.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Spark, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the third order of business, messages from the House. Members, Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has appointed a committee of 5 members of the House to act with a similar committee on the part of the Senate to escort the Governor to the joint convention to be held in the House chamber on Thursday, April 9, 2015. Said joint convention to be convened at 6:45 p.m. and said message of the Governor to be delivered at 7 p.m. Pugh, Detmer, Backer, Joachim, and Johnson C. have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fifth order of business, reports of committees, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of reports pertaining to appointments.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Second reading of Senate bills. Senate files 417 and 1432 will be given their second reading. Introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated, with the exception of Senate File 2029, which will be referred to the Committee on Environment and Energy. First reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions and will be adopted all as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to move that Senate File 898, number 45, listed on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
This is your bill?
It is.
And you've spoken to the chair of the Finance Committee?
I have.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolution number 130 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Secretary will read the next motion. The next resolution.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution number 131, a Senate resolution relating to appointment of a committee to escort the governor to the House chamber for a joint convention.
Pursuant to the foregoing resolution. Oh, we got to adopt that first? Bach, on the motion to adopt.
Madam President, I move adoption of Senate Resolution number 131.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Pursuant to the foregoing resolution, I make the following appointments. Senators Benson, Dibble, Franzen, Westrum, and Wieger. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that House File number 794 be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House File 794 is a technical bill, primarily a technical bill on land surveying and provisional modifications. And, Madam Chair, this bill has been passed in the other body with some older language that is has to be updated in the Senate language.
And just a minute, Senator Carlson. Members, please, please keep the noise down. Take your conversations outside in the hall or in the retiring room, and please, staff members, take your conversations out in the hall. Continue, Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I offer the A2 amendment, which should be at the desk.
Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Carlson moves to amend House File number 794 as follows, page 10, line 23.
Senator Carlson on the amendment.
The amendment, Madam Chair, is rather simple. It was brought up by the Bar Association, and what it does is it just clarifies some simple language in a couple of paragraphs that that lead to the marking of the plots in signifying that only one plot is the major plot. So they're very simple, and the House author, the other body author, has agreed to those changes and will support them.
Is there any discussion on the A2 amendment? All those in favor of the A2 amendment, please say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Are there any other amendments? Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will give House File 794 its third reading.
House File number 794, a bill for an act relating to surveying, streamlining, and simplifying statutory sections.
Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted that desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Bach.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate that Senate File 1218, number 39 on special orders, be made a special order and taken up for immediate consideration.
Senator Limmer, Senate File 1218.
Thank you, Madam President. The legislation that I'm proposing to you today is known as the Revisor's Bill. The Revisor's Bill comes up to us every year, and it corrects erroneous errors, typographical issues as well. It changes or corrects grammar that has already been legislated, but nevertheless has not been corrected when it went through the legislative process. The bill is before us, and I will stand for any questions that you may have at this time.
Is there any discussion? Does he have an amendment? Senator Limmer, you have an amendment?
Yes, I do, Madam President.
Secretary, what's the number on the amendment?
A2.
The Secretary will report the A2 amendment.
Senator Limmer moves to amend Senate File Number 1218 as follows, page 80 after line 26.
Senator Limmer.
Madam President, members, the A2 amendment makes reference to an obsolete terminology. This was brought to our attention by the Association of Minnesota Counties. They had previously had a reference for an insurance trust that was written into the law, and this is only correcting the terminology to the more modern language that they are now using, and it will be placed in wherever it appears in Minnesota statutes.
Members, everybody's really, really noisy today, so let's please try to keep it down so we can hear Senator Limmer. Senator Limmer, I couldn't even hear you.
Madam Chair, I'll repeat the definition of the explanation for the amendment. This is reference to obsolete terminology. It was brought to our attention by the Association of Minnesota Counties. They're using different terms and titles to define their intergovernmental trust. This is simply recognizing that modern language.
Is there any discussion on the A2 amendment? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The A2 amendment is adopted. Are there any other amendments? Is there any other discussion? Then the Secretary will give Senate File 1218 its third reading.
Senate File Number 1218, a bill for an act relating to legislative enactments, correcting erroneous, ambiguous, and omitted text and obsolete references.
Secretary will take the roll.
Lady was still out there.
Oh.
You done?
I thought it was done.
Senator Secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Announcements? Are there any announcements? Wait till later. Okay. Senator Rest.
Thank you, Madam President. Tomorrow is the deadline for submitting the survey that is put out by the Legislative Audit Commission with regard to advice from the legislators about the topics to be selected by the Legislative Audit Commission for work of the legislative auditor over the next year. I have gone around the chamber floor with the extra copies I had. Everyone had had one delivered to their desk. If you have not filled it out, if you would do so, I'll wait here a few minutes after we go into recess and take them from you and submit them to the OLA's office. Otherwise, you can fax them to the address.
Senator Rest is speaking. Please give her the courtesy of listening to her.
Thank you, Madam President. You may fax them to the number at the bottom of the yellow sheet, or you can put them in our office mail. I would suggest faxing or giving them to me. Thank you very much for your attention.
Senator Marty.
Madam President, the Senate Environment and Energy Committee will meet at 12 o'clock. We just have a couple of quick appointment confirmations.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, we're about to recess and want to convene back here tonight to be escorted over to the House chamber for the Governor's State of the State. So with that, Madam President, I move the Senate recess until 6:30 p.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess.